You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
Okay, now on this, the fifth Sunday of Lent, we're coming right up now onto Palm Sunday and then the crucifixion and Easter. And so now we're kind of crowding in here. And at the very end here, the church has given us some readings, specifically the gospel readings, that are pretty tough. And the reason that they're tough is, it says, well, why was Jesus crucified? Why in the world would anyone want to crucify Jesus? And when we think about it, and knowing what we know, obviously, if we were during the time of Jesus, you would say, well, I certainly wouldn't have done that. I would have stood up for him. And that's kind of true until we really start looking at these readings. And this reading today is one of these really tough readings that at first glance is wonderful until we start thinking about it. And then you say, this is terrible. But first of all, let's think how good it is. Right. First of all, it shows Jesus' compassion, but in a kind of a strange way, because Jesus is teaching in the temple. Suddenly the Pharisees and the scribes bust in on Jesus, and suddenly it becomes a highly emotional moment, because obviously Jesus has been teaching some people, but then comes this other big group in, and they all kind of mix up and get all excited. They bring this poor woman in. The men that are coming in all have big rocks in their hand for a reason. And then suddenly now, obviously we know it's a setup too to try to trap Jesus as well. Kind of like a two-in-one, trap Jesus and they've got this woman. And so then they say, hey, Jesus, you're a Jew and you know the rules. Rules are rules and rules are important. We need rules. And we know the law of Moses. And the law of Moses says that a person caught in the very act of adultery. So that means it's almost like a videotape of their time. They've got the person caught red-handed. And how do we know so red-handed? We do not hear anything from the woman, which is kind of frightening in of itself. The woman never speaks until the end. So there she is, caught dead to rights, if you will. No doubt, scared to death. Here you've got these kind of crazy guys who are all just fired up, and probably some of them all ready to stone somebody. We're following the rule. This is a cool rule to follow. We get to kill somebody. We get to stone somebody to death. And you know what? We can stone somebody to death, and we are not guilty of anything. Okay, doesn't get no better than that, I guess, for some people, and so they're ready to roll. And now we got to deal with Jesus, who for some reason, inexplicably, bends down and starts writing on the ground. While all of this emotional stuff is happening, all swirling around him, it's just an emotional moment. Then obviously we know the famous line. He finally gets up and says, all right, okay. Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw the stone. Think about it now. So he calmed everybody down, sort of. He said, now y'all got to think about this. If you've never committed a sin or have never done anything like that, go ahead and let loose. But it was a challenge back to them. He kind of read the rule back at them. One by one, starting with the eldest, because now they get it. Because the young ones were probably just ready to stone. They put their rocks down and walked away, leaving a wonderful moment here where Jesus then gets back up. He, for some reason, really likes to doodle on the ground during this whole thing. And so he gets back up. And there, this wonderful exchange with this woman. Woman, where are they? And even notice this, no names, no nothing. It's sort of impersonal. But nonetheless, listen, woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you? And she replied, no one, sir. And that's all we hear from her. No one, sir. Then Jesus says, neither do I condemn you. Go on and do not sin no more. Sometimes it's translated, do not do this sin any longer, however you want to translate it. A wonderful, compassionate story of Jesus' loving compassion. And in that wonderful kind of exchange at the end, it's tear-jerking, actually, as she walks away, and Jesus, I guess, goes about his business from that moment on. What was at once a crowd almost ready to lynch somebody, Jesus dissipated all that energy, and off it went, and it ended very wonderfully. Okay, well, now how can you argue with that? That's nice. Well, how can we get angry with that? And that is true, because many a time we have sinned, and many a time we're going to ask for forgiveness, and we have a compassionate Jesus. But here's the problem, and it's always the problem, and I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. When we read these readings, and when I read these readings, I am self-centered. It's all about me. Me, me, me. Jesus loves me, and Jesus is compassionate to me. And Jesus forgives me. And I'm happy with that. So this reading is wonderful. The problem is, as always, all of you. You are the problem. Because rules are rules. And rules are important. You know why rules are important? To keep all of you in check. Because I can't trust all of you. All of y'all are a little crazy. All of y'all act a little strange. It's okay for God to love me. I am not certain if God should love you. And so now this reading changes. Because if I look at this reading just about myself, it is wonderful. But if this reading includes everybody, this is terrible. This is awful. This means God forgives people. I said, whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait a minute. I've preached about this before. It's okay when God forgives me. I'm concerned if God forgives you. I deserve God's forgiveness. At least I think I do sometimes. And even if I don't, I get it. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. I'm not so certain about you. It's okay when God forgives people whom I like. It's okay when God forgives my family. Well, some of them. And some of my friends. That's okay. I am tribal. I have my little tribe. My little tribe is who I like. And we all love Jesus, and Jesus loves us. But I'm concerned that Jesus might love you and your tribe. And here comes then the challenge. If Jesus comes up and says, well, I'm going to forgive that person. And I say, wait. No, no, no. The person doesn't deserve it. But Jesus does it anyway. I become like those men with the rocks in their hands. And I am sometimes the man with the rock in his hand. And we're all like those men with rocks in our hands sometimes. Because we like to say, well, rules are rules. And now we have to follow the rule. And this means that this woman gets killed. This woman gets hurt. Those are the rules. She broke the rules. And you know what? There has to be some semblance of order here. And if this person has to die for the order to be maintained, so be it. I understand, you know, somebody just has to take a hit. And then Jesus comes along and says, well, yeah, certainly there's rules and we need rules, but above the rule, oh God, here we go. Above the rule, there has to be love and compassion. You know how hard it is to talk about love and compassion when you got a rock in your hand? It is very difficult. If you got two rocks in your hand, it's really hard to hug a person. It really is difficult. And so today, why, as we reflect near the crucifixion, why was Jesus crucified? For being kind and compassionate. And I'm all for kindness and compassionate to a point. But sometimes it's so overwhelming that I'm a little scared of it because it makes me uncomfortable. So now I understand why people did kill Jesus. It's because he was loving and compassionate. So if we look at it from another way, beyond our tribe, beyond our own self-centeredness, we can start to understand why Jesus rubbed people the wrong way. It's all this loving and compassion and forgiveness that is a challenge for all of us. And that is exactly what we're challenged to be today. Yes, we're all the adulterous woman. And yes, sometimes we do bad things. And yes, God's compassion is always there. We rejoice in that. But also, we have to realize that sometimes we come into God's house like this with rocks in our hand, angry, mad about the way things are going, mad about this, mad at this person, mad at that person. We come in ready to stone somebody to death, and we feel justified in doing it. And today, Jesus is saying, put the rocks down. It's not going to serve any purpose for anybody. Be kind and compassionate, and that is our challenge. Good news, God forgives us. Hard news, God forgives everybody. The challenge for us, let it go. And then therefore, we'll make our life better and we'll make the world better.